as a hypnotherapist, I come across people who are quite wary of hypnosis. They've seen the stage shows. They worry that it's about either mind control or that it's a state where anything could happen around you and you'd be completely unaware. And so naturally, they think it's something that they should avoid. Hypnosis isn't like that at all. It's actually a natural state that we enter several times a day for most of us, whenever we focus our conscious attention on something and function sort of on autopilot for other things. So if you think about when you drive a very familiar journey, very often you set out and you reach a destination with no real recollection of the journey itself. And yet you can be quite confident that unless you've got the police on your bumper or a pedestrian plastered across your bonnet clinging on for dear life, that you actually stopped in the right places and started up again properly and so on. The same sort of thing happens when we're reading a book or watching a film or playing a computer game. We're so engrossed in those that we don't always notice that time's passing, and we're surprised at how quickly time has gone by when we do finally look up at the clock. In my house, I've got something that I refer to as the cold tea fairy. When I'm working on the computer, maybe updating my website or writing scripts for clients, I will turn around quite frequently and there'll be a cold cup of tea next to me. I think this must be a present from the cold tea fairy. My husband, on the other hand, tries to claim credit. He claims he's asked me if I want a drink and I've answered. And he's brought the drink in, said a few words to me, often I've responded, and then he's gone away. As far as I'm concerned, I've been working on the computer, I've looked to one side, and there's a cold cup of tea. The fact is, I'm so focused in what I'm doing, all of those other activities have happened just in autopilot. And that's very much like being in hypnosis, like being entranced by the work that I'm doing. So if you think of occasions where maybe you've been very focused on something, and maybe someone's later said to you, "But I told you that," or "I thought we'd agreed, you answered me," you realise that actually you probably did those things, but on autopilot, and that your conscious attention was riveted to the book or the game or whatever the task was in hand. It does happen to all of us, those moments when we're so engrossed and focused. And yet if something important were to happen, if it were a knock on the door or a sound of an alarm, we'd be there. So if you're comfortable with the idea of your cold tea fairy moments, then you can be comfortable with the idea of hypnosis. It's an entirely natural state.